It's Morning Edition on NHPR. There's an unusual art exhibit on display in Lebanon through the end of March. It features artifacts from a nearby historic site alongside the handiwork of the biggest hospital in the Upper Valley, Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center. NHPR's Brita Green reports on the surprise collaboration.
There are the mysteries you know about, and then there are the ones lurking in your midst. For the staff at St. Gaudens National Historic Site in Cornish, it was a bit of both. The site's run by the National Park Service. It's the galleries and grounds on the estate of sculptor Augustus St. Gaudens, who died in 1907. He's behind some iconic monuments still standing today, most famously of Civil War heroes in Chicago and Boston. Like at most museums, visitors to St. Gaudens see only part of the collection. There's shelves and shelves of storage in back rooms.
This is weird.
Here, one of the things occupying those shelves are sculptural molds.
Quite a large number of them in the warehouse here.
They're wrapped in plastic for protection.
It looks like a log to me.
It looks like a log. Yeah, you really don't, you can't, you have no sense of what's inside it.
Henry Duffy is curator at the museum. He's holding a piece of lumpy white plaster. This one's about a foot long. Molds like this were used by the artist to cast pieces or whole sections of his sculptures. He'd pour the bronze inside. But after he used them, he often sealed them shut for storage, and they've remained that way since.
You know, you can tell roughly from the outside shape whether you think it's a person or a thing or something, but we really didn't have any idea.
They've been sitting around, little mysteries, for a century. But last year, the park superintendent had a thought. What if you could somehow see inside without damaging them? What if you could scan them, x-ray them, like a human body? So he reached out to the nearest place he thought might be able to do just that, Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center. Specifically, he reached Jocelyn Chertoff, chair of radiology.
My reaction was great. I was really excited. It reminded me of the projects where they imaged mummies, and I thought it would be really cool to do.
The first step was to see if it would even work, and they had no idea. These machines are built for human bodies, after all. But Duffy and his team loaded some molds in the car and drove the half hour up to the hospital one morning. They went early, before 8 o'clock, to try to get in on the CT scanner before the rush began with patients.
We got some funny looks walking through the hospital with these things. I'm sure people are wondering who we are with these lumps of plaster.
Because the molds are valuable artifacts and the scanner is a valuable and highly technical piece of equipment, the two teams delicately handed off responsibilities in the room. They got the first mold situated and then watched a monitor as the picture started coming in.
As in a X-ray, it'll show you kind of a negative image of the object. So in this case, we saw this lump, we saw this shape of this mold, and it builds up. So we see this dark shape starting to form on this background. And immediately we could see it was a person. But it was clearly something that we had never seen.
In fact, it was a small bust, the head of a middle-aged man in a suit. Duffy says you could feel the excitement in the room.
There was some whoops and hollers, I think, when we first started to see this thing showing up.
They ended up scanning a total of 16 molds. This first one, remarkably, was the only one that remains a true mystery to this day. They have no idea who it's a sculpture of or if any physical version exists. That could have been the end of the story if it weren't for a man named Jeff Volkart. He works in IT at the hospital with the radiology department, and he got looped into the project because of a hobby he has at home, 3D printing. He thought, what if you could take the digital images they were getting from the scans and print them somehow, essentially building the sculptures once again from the molds? He says it took a lot of tinkering to get the digital files in good enough shape and hours to do the actual printing himself.
So I'd wait for like a weekend, start them up in the morning, and then they'd finish in the afternoon.
He says the longest one took 35 hours.
And that was when I started at like 4 a.m. on a Saturday, and it finished Sunday afternoon. Just in time for the Patriots game, if I remember right.
Those 3D printed sculptures, they're plastic this time, painted to look like bronze and gold, are now on display in the main lobby of the hospital. Duffy, the curator at the historic site, says for them, the whole experience has been a reminder to think outside the box and keep an open mind.
That's right. And I remember that as a grad student, that people would tell me, you know, to do a paper on Monet or something, and I'd think, well, what am I going to do? Everybody knows everything. But then you start to look and you think, well, Now there are still things to be discovered. So
he says they're submitting their results to conferences in both the medical and museum fields. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.